Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, excuse me. If you're in Chicago, don't leave. It's better than other places. Just stay there.
Wait, okay? Are you being sincere?
Yeah.
Do you like Chicago better than you're liking LA?
Oh, okay. Chicago is so much better than LA. It's crazy. I'm really enjoying my time here. I love my neighborhood. I love the vibe. I really love my apartment. I'm happy I moved. But Chicago is 10 billion times better than LA, and I will not hear any other any other argument to say otherwise.
Hey, I'll say it. LA's better.
No, it's not. And that's not what I just told you not to do.
I agree.
Weather, though, you have to admit.
Yeah, whatever, though, because then it's confusing. I don't know what year it is, or day, or month. Like, I'm confused all the time. Sometimes it's like it rains here, and I'm like, well, that's good. It's just very confusing. It's very confusing.
Well, that's good.
It was snowing here, and it was like these big snowflakes, like huge snowflakes, and it looked so pretty. And I was out shoveling, like, well, the weather outside is weather. And then the next day, I was like, oh, my back fucking hurts, and I got to do this for 7 more months. Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of your life, homeowner.
Yeah, the rest of my life. Well, hopefully, we'll adopt some wayward kid, and then they'll do all the chores.
No.
I don't know. I want to have one of those big, like, Annie-style foster family scams where I've just got, like, 11 kids working at my house doing
don't
all the
dishes. Don't do that.
Sewing all the coats.
Instead of adopting a wayward kid, why don't you adopt a Waystar Royco kid?
Fuck off!
Fuck off.
What do you mean, fuck off?
Fuck off.
Fuck off!
This is my candy, Greg.
Okay, well, so all fuck off aside, we have to get to what we're doing here today, because it is a very special day. We are cracking into a channel in Discord that I'll be honest, forgot about completely. Sorry, anyone who's been posting in it. But there's a Discord channel for our patrons called Scene Ideas, where, I don't know, for years, people have been posting much to my chagrin, and I've never known, posting scene ideas. And so I've culled some, and I'm going to read out some scene prompts, and then we are going to do some of these scene prompts from Discord.
Sounds great, JPC.
Sounds great, and also I just want to commend you on using the word cold. I don't hear that often, and it was very refreshing.
Didn't I just tell you how fucking cold it's been?
You suck.
Thank you. That's the highest compliment a creep like me can get. So this first one comes from, I want to say, Sam Panache in Discord. That's what I'll say.
Sam Panache. That's the fucking best name I've ever heard.
It's pretty good. So this scene is a friendly neighbor brings around freshly baked goods to their neighbor every single day, and the recipient is starting to get a bit freaked out.
All right. I'm ready.
Well, okay,
I'll be
so,
the neighbor.
Sorry,
I'll
why?
Be the friendly neighbor.
Sorry, but why?
Well, why are we doing this, or why do they write this?
Why are they getting freaked out?
I guess we get to decide.
So then, Adel, that's perfect. So you will be the neighbor who's bringing around the baked goods, and then Aaron, you're going to be the recipient neighbor. This is every day. We'll say that every day for a week, you've brought over the same thing.
Dong ding!
Shut off the fucking lights.
Just your friendly neighborhood's non-Spider-Man here to bring some baked goods.
He watched me come in, Carol. He watched me come in.
Knock dong,
well,
knock 5 minutes
ago.
Ding
I
knock.
You to use the side door.
I forgot. Okay, I'm just trying to live. I had a hard day. I forgot. Just see what he wants.
I think you'll enjoy my macarons.
Oh, I was about to say maybe it's going to be something different, but.
Fine, fucking fuck. Okay, but come in here in 2 seconds. Like in like 1 minute, come in and then pretend there's an emergency, and we'll have to go. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I can see the shadows moving.
Hey, neighbor.
Can you open the door?
Hey, I'm just going to open it a crack because we don't want to let the heat out. How are you?
I am.
Something wrong?
Yes, something's wrong. You're not eating my baking.
Oh, no, we're eating it. It's so delicious.
I'm splendid. I've been splendid. How are you?
So good.
Well, Superman is good. You're well.
Okay. Is something wrong? Is there an emergency or...
The emergency is how goddamn delicious these macarons are. Try one. Just try one. This is toasted banana.
Yeah, okay. You've been here every hour on the hour.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carol, I just stabbed a home invader, and they're bleeding out upstairs. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he stabbed me pretty good, too. So.
Wait, honey, you're actually bleeding.
Yeah. I thought you said.
No, don't actually
create an emergency.
I said pretend there's an emergency.
What?
Fuck, we need to go to the fucking hospital. Oh, yeah, shit.
No need.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
He got me good. He got me right between the ribs.
Sorry,
I could
can
feel.
Can you check out my husband?
Yes, of course. Let's take a look here.
And stabbed, I guess.
Okay. Now, I am going to, just so you know, I'm going to put this pencil in your mouth. I want you to bite down as I insert a macron into your wound. Here we go.
Oh, no.
He's not a doctor. He's not a doctor. Okay.
This guy's not
we know
doctor.
That now. Scene.
Why didn't we ask any follow-up questions? When someone says that they're a doctor in an emergency, you should be prepared to ask them three questions that a doctor should know.
Yeah.
What part of my body is this?
What does a spleen do?
What's a suture?
Point to where the kidneys are.
Are you wearing a three-piece suture?
How many lungs does a person have? Something only a doctor would know. By the way, I don't know why I thought this. I was way too old when I realized that there was two lungs. I thought for a long time that people had five lungs.
What?
No, I thought for a long time you had three lungs on the right side and two on the left side.
Why?
Holy shit.
I don't know. But I remember in college I was working at this smoking cessation program. And
what was the program?
It's smoking cessation. So like tobacco companies lost a bunch of lawsuits about selling tobacco to kids. So they had to put all this money into funds that funded like smoking education. And cessation is like just to stop smoking, basically.
Oh, I thought you said sensation. I was like, smoking sensation? This sounds terrible.
Hey, kids, how about the new sensation? Chewy tobacco. And I was with these two respiratory therapists, and they were like showing me a diagram of the lungs that we were using to teach kids. And I was like, in my brain, I was just like, oh, yeah, there are two lungs. Why did I think that there were five lungs? It's one of those thoughts that was in my head that just, like, I never thought about for more than a cursory, just like, oh, yeah, there's five lungs. And then I was like, oh, nope. I don't know where I ever picked that up or believed that it was true.
Crazy.
I think I've told you guys before. Maybe I told it on the podcast. But in fourth or fifth grade for show and tell, I brought in a set of lamb lungs. It was like all connected. So it was like an esophagus attached to two giant lungs.
Oh,
because
that's
my
gross.
Uncle owned a Middle Eastern restaurant in Columbus, and I would help him like prep stuff and, you know, cook falafel and whatever. And he butchered a whole lamb weekly. And so he gave me the lungs, and I was like, can I take this to school? And my parents were like, sure. So I took it to school, presented it for show and tell, and terrified everyone. Everyone was terrified of me.
It's kind of terrifying.
I feel if you're a little kid.
We had a smoker's lung in a jar that the kids always, it was pretty gross that the kids would see. By the way, this is not a scene prompt. I guess it could be, but this is just like a new character that I'm playing in life. I've only tried it out once and it didn't go well. So I'm not sure if this is a guy that I'm going to commit to playing in life, but I've been so far, in the past like 2 weeks, every single small talk conversation that I've had in Chicago has been either about COVID or about the weather. Mm-hmm. So I told Mariah, I was like, I'm going to invent a new guy, and he's the small talk guy, and his only small talk is love, like talking about love. And so now whenever someone's like, hey, how about this weather? I'm like, you ever been in love? Makes food taste better.
Sir, I just need to know what you want on your pizza.
You asked me about the weather, and I just want to know, like, have you ever felt, like, true love? Does true love exist?
Hey, Tommy, working hard or hardly working?
What's your perfect kiss? What's the perfect kiss in your mind?
I gotta go work on a project.
I don't know. I love this guy. It's the guy who only talks about love and small talk. Feel free to use him in your own life. I think love is a great starter small talk conversation.
I have my answer. My perfect kiss. Well, Stanley on guitar, Simmons on lead vocals.
Two more?
Bonham on drums. He's guesting.
You picked a dead drummer to play drums for Kiss. Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.